This next story begins with three Mississippi kids on a summer day. They went to see a Blockbuster in 1981, and then they made their own. They videotaped a backyard version of Raiders of the Lost Ark, and their creation has endured until this day. In the original movie, Harrison Ford plays Indiana Jones. He's a 1930s archaeologist who circles a dangerous world equipped with little more than a pistol and a bullwhip.
Let her go.
Three kids emulated the movie characters, but they went far beyond ordinary make-believe. For 7 years, in the 1980s, they recreated hundreds of shots and special effects. One of the three young filmmakers was Eric Zala. He remembers that the project started on the school bus.
There was this kid named Chris Trumpolis who had this Raiders Lost Ark comic book. It was a long, long bus ride, an hour every morning, and so I asked to borrow it. About a year later, after I graduated from elementary school, I get this call from out of the blue, and it's the same guy who loaned me the comic book saying that he was doing this remake of Raiders of the Lost Ark, and did I want to help?
Did you remember this kid yourself from all those months before?
Faintly, yeah. Yeah, well, it was a good comic book. You know, and
Yeah, the Ark of the Covenant, the chest the Hebrews used to carry around, the Ten Commandments.
What do you mean, Commandments? You're talking about the Ten Commandments?
Yes, the actual Ten Commandments, the original stone tablets that Moses brought down out of Mount Horeb and smashed, if you believe in that sort of thing. Did you guys ever go to Sunday school?
This is Chris. The character of Indiana Jones and the world that he was in was far more tangible than my previous obsession, which was Star Wars. He was sort of a real guy. He was an academic. All he needed was his hat and his bullwhip and his leather jacket to traverse into the world and pursue the discovery of artifacts.
The young filmmakers carefully studied key scenes from the movie.
Hello! Why, Dr. Jones, whatever are you doing in such a nasty place?
Why don't you come on down here? I'll show you.
Thank you, my friend, but I think we're all very comfortable up here.
Chris put on a leather jacket and a fedora. He became Indiana Jones. Eric Zala directed and perfected a faux French accent. He became Indiana Jones' rival archaeologist.
Why, Dr. Jones, whatever are you doing in such a nasty place?
Why don't you come on down here? I'll show you.
Thank you, my friend, but I think we're all very comfortable up here.
The kids needed to act out a scene in a submarine, so they spent years getting permission from the U.S. Navy. They needed video equipment, so they appealed to Chris Strompolis' mother. She borrowed a camera from the TV station where she worked. Jason Lamb took charge of it, reluctantly.
Everybody was arguing because nobody won the responsibility because it was a very expensive camera.
We should mention that this is a time also when not everybody had one of those little Sony digital cameras or anything like that.
The camera, I believe, was about 3 to 5 pounds, and the videotape didn't go in the camera. It went on the side pack, which was about another 5 pounds, tromping through the swamps of Mississippi where the mosquitoes were eating me alive and this going through the water and the water moccasins of the whole nine
yards.
Very guerrilla.
Gentlemen, there's a shot in Raiders of the Lost Ark that I think most Americans have probably glimpsed at one time or another, even people who haven't seen the movie. And I wonder if you can take us through the way that you reproduced this scene. It's the scene from early on in the movie when Indiana Jones is in a cave and he's trying to run away because there's a giant boulder rolling down after him.
Give me the whip!
Yes, the boulder. We actually tackled the chore of making it the first year. Chris and I stayed up way past our bedtimes making a cardboard boulder out of crisscrossed bamboo stalks and rolls of duct tape. It looked great. Fortunately, we realized about the time that we were done that it was too big to get outside of the room. So
it was more, the diameter was greater than the door.
Yes.
It took even more work to reproduce the bar scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark. In the original version, directed by Steven Spielberg, a fire spreads during a bar fight. It consumes the building. The Mississippi kids remade these scenes in a home basement. They improvised a bar and brought in some neighbors as extras. They doused 12-year-old Eric Zala's costume with gasoline, and they set a fire. That's Eric. The crew smothered the flames before they burned through the several layers of extra clothing on his back. But when the parents found out, they temporarily halted production. Like many blockbuster films, the remake of Raiders of the Lost Ark fell behind schedule. The boys were adults by the time production wrapped in 1989. They went on to live in different cities, but they kept copies of their masterpiece. A little over a year ago, a copy landed in the hands of Steven Spielberg, the director of the original Raiders, sent a note of praise. Eric still has that letter. It thanks the kids for a loving tribute.
Congratulations. Looking forward to seeing your names up on the big screen. Mm. Sincerely, Steven Spielberg. And I think I felt like, okay, I can die now.
After making the film, Eric went on to film school. Now he works for a video game company. Jason is an audio-video technician. Chris produces DVDs.
I think one of the lasting residual effects of that whole experience is I've learned not to give up very easily. After everybody says no and everybody doubts you, then, you know, as a 14 or 15-year-old boy, you suddenly find that you have access to a submarine or a battleship or an airplane or, you know, you're blowing up trucks in your backyard and you just keep trying and you don't give up.
Chris Strompolis, Eric Zala, and Jason Lamb never did give up on their movie. A theater screened it in Austin, Texas in 2001. It attracted the attention of Vanity Fair magazine and of the film industry. A Hollywood producer has now purchased the rights to make a movie about the three kids' quest to make a movie that reproduced the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.